Hello and welcome to the Personal Development School podcast. I'm your host, Thais Gibson, and I create regular podcast episodes to teach you about your relationships, attachment style, and the subconscious mind. My goal of this podcast is to give you tools and awareness you need to thrive in your relationships, feel deeply connected, and find harmony and fulfillment in your relationships and personal life. So I hope you tune in here with me each and every week. So are you in a relationship or even a situationship with a dismissive avoidant attachment style and feel like things are just not really on track? Maybe you feel like the spark is kind of fading, you're seeing each other less, you're communicating and texting a little bit less often, and you're really wondering how can you rekindle the spark? Well, in this video, I am going to cover exactly how to do that with 5 key steps to rekindle the spark with a dismissive avoidant. By the way, if you're not familiar with what a dismissive avoidant attachment style is, it's one of 4 main attachment styles. Everybody has an attachment style, aka love style, in a relationship. And essentially, dismissive avoidants tend to be the ones in relationships that are withdrawn, they're afraid of commitment, they can be slower to warm up. And it's because they definitely have neglect wounds from childhood, where deep emotional connection wasn't really there. And so they have this longstanding history of not really feeling that type of connection was modeled to them. And it can lead them to be a little bit hesitant to try to incorporate that kind of connection in their adult romantic relationships because it feels like an unknown. So without further ado, the 5 major components of rekindling the spark with a dismissive avoidant attachment style are: number 1, some kind of lightness and ease. Okay. No, I don't just mean like being light and easy in your text messages and just sort of keeping things at a high level. But if things are falling off course, one of the things that will actually create a deactivation for dismissive avoidance first and fastest is if things go from being, you know, sort of on the rocks to somebody pushing too hard and too fast to create deeper connection. So think of it this way. If you're finding that things are just not going so well, start with just keeping things at a high level, but adding in more consistency. Keep things simple, keep things easy. And what you're actually doing here in this step is you're building rapport. You're meeting somebody where they are at. And it's actually a really important skill of empathy to be able to meet somebody where they are at, because sometimes we just want people to be where we are and on the same page as we are and the level we are. So we have this thing that we can do where we subconsciously project ourselves onto another person. We're like, well, I want to be deeply committed, so they should want to be deeply committed. And we try to push for that without actually considering where that person currently is. And sometimes what we have to do to get somebody on the same page as us is first just return to their page and bring them along with us. And so it's really valuable to start off with a little bit of lightness, ease, and then build consistency around that for 1 to 2 weeks as you just re-engage that connection with a DA. The second really big thing to add in here, if you're trying to get things back on track and rekindle that spark, is acknowledgement and appreciation. Now, I want to be really clear here. Dismissive avoidants do not respond to acknowledgement and appreciation when it seems superficial or exaggerated. They tend to respond to things like, hey, I noticed X, Y, Z about you. Like these small things, like things you notice, things you appreciate. You see that they're trying to be more consistent in the relationship. You appreciate them for showing up. The little things that you can acknowledge, those things that seem very sincere in terms of what you actually appreciate. If you try to say things like, oh, you're the best ever in the world, or nobody's as good as you at X, Y, Z, like if you have these really magnified compliments, DAs will feel like it's superficial and overwhelming, and they'll tend to withdraw from things like that. So you really want to give small, consistent pieces of sincere acknowledgement and appreciation for things that are real, things that you actually can find appreciation in within the relationship. And it helps dismissive avoidants feel seen and also feel encouraged, like they can do relationships in a healthy way. Because believe it or not, and I can tell you this from working with so many people in my practice over the years, believe it or not, what actually ends up happening is so many dismissive avoidants, they feel incapable of really doing relationships. And so they won't try to do things or try to put themselves out there because it feels too vulnerable. And so knowing that they can do those things tends to actually really positively reinforce them to be able to show up more effectively and more consistently. Now, 3, if you pair the lightness and the ease and consistency with the acknowledgement, and then you sprinkle in a little bit of humor, you know, sharing funny memes or little funny jokes or funny videos or just things at a high level that bring out that humor, it actually helps the dismissive avoidant to feel really relaxed and connected. And it's something that they tend to respond very positively to. It's like more of these indirect ways of connecting, sharing things that you both find amusing or funny or interesting, or, you know, things that you can acknowledge, like all of these things tied together will help get things off the rocks and just into a more positive space overall. So after conducting many polls and surveys at the Personal Development School over the past few years, we have found that students come in and 92% of them become dominantly securely attached within 90 days if they focus on six crucial areas. These six crucial areas have to do with what it takes to become secure according to Gibson Integrated Attachment Theory. And this is to tackle core wounds, learn your needs, learn to emotionally regulate, develop boundaries, communicate better, and update old behavioral coping mechanisms. Now, we have these roadmaps and course tracks laid out for you on the other side of when you join. So everything is simple and in front of you to help you take exactly the steps that you need to master your love life, create thriving relationships, and really see the results in your healing journey so you can let go of old wounds, old baggage, and truly leave it behind. And on top of that, included in this 30% off promotion for life, you also gain access to our daily live events, webinars. I'll be there 3 days a week to answer any questions that you have in your journey. And we have amazing certified integrated attachment theory experts who are there to support you with their daily live events and webinars Monday through Saturday. And this is a great opportunity to connect with like-minded people, to get your questions answered and receive any extra bonus support that you need. And last but not least, we even have social events on a daily basis. So you can practice through a sharing circle, being a little bit more vulnerable, connecting with other like-minded people. You can practice through communication scripts, having tough conversations, and really modeling that out. And there are so many other supportive events that are there for you on your journey. So I would love for you to join and take this opportunity. I would love for you to be part of this challenge to become securely attached within that 90-day period. And I can't wait to see you on the other side. Number four here is you want to have an absence of pressure, but you want to have more time with one another. Some things that I find can really make a relationship go off track with a DA because they're so sensitive to criticism and they won't ever show it. So you probably won't know it, is when they feel like they are being told what they're not doing rather than what you'd like to do with them. So DAs are much more likely to respond to communication that says, actually, let me just show you the difference. Let's say that I say to a DA, you never spend enough time with me. You never make time for me. I'm sick of it. Okay. Which is how a lot of people communicate. Versus if I say, hey, I really miss spending time with you. Let's do a really fun date night on Saturday and let's specifically do X, Y, Z. Like the absence of pressure, it's not about what you didn't do. It's not about how you're not doing enough or not good enough. Instead, I'm really communicating about like a fun idea in the present or near future that I really want to incorporate. And there's a lightness, there's a sense of fun about that, a sense of like excitement or something to look forward to, rather than, hey, you never X, Y, Z, you don't bother. You know, something I'm like really telling you and communicating about negatively or retroactively, right? So the difference between proactive communication and reactive communication is huge. It sounds like a small thing. It goes a very, 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 very long way in relationships. So that absence of pressure in how you communicate and really making sure you communicate in that proactive format, massive. And number five, moving towards being more supportive of each other in a harmonious way. So dismissive avoidance, they generally have a pretty strong love language around acts of service, which for them feels like supportiveness. If somebody's doing acts of service, it feels like they're being supported, seen, cared for, understood, all these things that are really important for dismissive avoidance in terms of connection. So doing that in that form, but making sure that you are also expressing your needs as well, because, you know, we have to acknowledge that if a relationship has fallen off track and a spark is not really in a great space, it's probably because there's two people in the relationship that are accidentally contributing to that. So making sure as well with a DA, you are also communicating what your needs are to feel supported, making them small, simple, chunked down, easy to understand, and then giving those needs as well through acts of service, through care, through support and supportiveness to create more of that harmony in relationships is huge. I hope this makes a whole lot of sense. If you want to learn more about attachment styles, your subconscious mind, boundaries, reconditioning the subconscious mind as a whole to heal core wounds or limiting beliefs we have, and so many other things, please subscribe to the channel.